something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. God's greater blessing. I want you to journey with me into the land of God's greater blessing. I love the great blessings of God. But I prefer the greater ones. I love the blessings, the great blessings, but there is a higher one. Tell somebody, come up to that land. You know, somebody said that there's the three lands, and it's true. Three lands. The Bible shows us where people live their lives today. They were there in Bible days and they're still there today. One is the land of not enough. The land of not enough. They just don't have enough. Oh, if I had enough, I'll do this. If I had enough, I'll do that. If I had enough. It's called the land of not enough. Then there is the land of barely enough. Just enough. Then there is the land of more than enough. I'd like to add a fourth one. It's called over and above. Now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I talk about God's greater blessings, let me tell you about God's greatest blessing. So you can understand that immediately. God's greatest blessings cannot be experienced on this plane. When you begin to get in them, you will jog into heaven. Like Enoch did. The Bible talks about Enoch. He says Enoch was not found, for God took him. He went out to jog one day and jogged right into heaven. They didn't find him again. He was gone. He was so blessed. The Bible says Enoch walked with. It's an intimacy with God that the Lord can no longer have you far away from heaven. You can't stay on earth. You've got to go to heaven. And so Enoch, the Bible says, Enoch walked with God. He was a prophet of God, the Bible tells us. He walked so close to God, and by the time he moved into God's greatest blessings, no, the heavens just took him out. Elijah walked with God, and it got to the time that God just couldn't have him down here anymore, and took him out. And God, brother, Lego se fronde jalico praxen andruske. Oh, dear. You know, sometimes some of us actually do have a glimpse into that realm, just a glimpse. And we try not to stay too long, because you stay too long, brother, you ain't coming back. Because at that realm, you don't have words with which to communicate. Paul tells us in the 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, in the 5th verse, he said, I was taken. He said, I knew a man. He was talking of himself. He said he was taken into heaven and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to speak. He said it is not lawful. Unspeakable words. Hey, I want to tell you what he meant by those words. He was not talking about the way they sounded. It's the language of the new creation that has come to super maturity. It's a language that if you begin to speak, brother, they're going to say you are mad. You may be arrested, I'm telling you. You'll be taken away from among human beings. It's a fact. It's a fact. You can no longer communicate with these base words of men. There's some things that we just have to allow and you know, because we will not be understood. If we began to speak at the level of revelation. Let me give you a little piece of this. The other day, Pastor Larry was sharing in church, and he was talking about someone said, I'm sorry to take your time. You remember? And he said, no, you can't take my time. Did you know that there's not many Christians who understand that language? It's a language of the high class. It's advanced level language. You understand? Yeah, I'm telling you. It's advanced level language. I was surprised when he began to say it. I thought, doesn't he know? Doesn't he know if he starts to talk like this? Yeah, it's important. You have to understand it. It's another, you do not take my time. Because you cannot take my time. And so I do not operate at that level. Take my time. Why? Because at the advanced level, that means something serious. And when you begin to come into that level, God says, he can't stay there no more. No, he can't stay there. He's got to come up to heaven. Because nobody will understand you. You use the language of men and you just can't fit. You just can't fit. Let me give you an example. At that level, you do not say, I am hungry. Oh. You say, I eat. No, I want you to understand this. Imagine if I came to you and I said, I eat. You say, pardon me? And I say, I eat. And you say, well, eat what? But let me tell you the meaning of I eat in the realm of the spirit. When you begin to say, I eat, food, wherever it is, journeys to you. You see that? I'm just trying to show you something. Paul said, I heard unspeakable words. He said, it is not lawful. Read the words. He said, it is not lawful for a man to speak. He said it is not lawful. In other words, in human worlds, they become illegal. It's a high plane. It's a high plane. You don't say, I need some money. You don't have needs there. At the advanced level, no needs. You don't say, I need, please. No, you don't even tell human beings, I need a chair. You don't need a chair. You say, chair. Listen. I want you to understand. You don't say, I need a chair. when you say chair. Are you following what I'm saying? Imagine if we began to communicate at that level of revelation. We can't be here. It's called the level of God's greatest blessings. God's greatest blessings. And you know what? The church is moving there. By the time we get up there, the rapture will take place. People can't understand you. They can't understand you. So how are you going to be talking to them? How? Say, I eat. You say, Jacob, I don't know. They say something is wrong with you. Before long, they will carry you. Even when you're saying, nothing is wrong with you. They say, that is what we are saying. You don't know something is wrong. Now they take you maybe to Yaba. Hallelujah. So I'm going to leave that. Oh boy. Paul said, when I came to Corinth, he said, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said, I fed you with milk and not with solid foods. That's what he said. He said, I couldn't talk to you as unto spiritual. There are things we cannot see. So I said, let me just put that aside for advanced level class. You understand? So some of us, if we meet at that class, we can talk. Oh, my. Hey, hallelujah. Hey. Some of the things we'll even say will not rhyme with the English language.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234 813 180 9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacre Coeur 3 Sikarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Now, can I read something to you? from the Bible. Take your Bible now. I want to begin to show you something about God's greater blessing. And Isaiah chapter number 58. Isaiah chapter 58. Are you there? All right, I want to read to you very quickly from verse number 14. He says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." I want to read it again. He said, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth." Did you notice something? He didn't say, "And when you have a prayer warfare, then it will happen." No. He didn't say, "When you pray, and pray and pray and pray enough, then." No. He says, "Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord." Delight thyself in the Lord. "And I will curse thee." In other words, I'll be responsible for it. "And I will curse thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob." I'm talking about God's greater blessings. Are you with me? God's greater blessings. Turn to the book of Job, chapter 22. Man, oh man. Something up here. Job. The book of Job. Chapter 22. Something beautiful. I'm reading from verse 21. He says, "Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee." Do you see that? He says, just wonderful. He says, "Acquaint now thyself with him. Acquaint yourself with him. He says, hey, get intimate with him." And he says, "And be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth, and lay up his words in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver." Did you see that? It says, "And thou shalt have what? Plenty of silver." He's talking about, thou shalt have a lot of money. Now, you know, We don't believe in being broke. You know that, don't you? No, in this church. If you're coming for the first time, just know it now. We don't believe in being broke. Broke children of a broke God can't win. We believe in prosperity. And we have no apologies. There's a lot of Christians... There's a lot of Christians who believe in being poor. Or some say, no, not poverty, just be average. Average is a curse. Read your Bible. Don't be average. You believe in being average? I don't believe in being average. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And read, chapter 6, verse 10. Have you seen it? What does it say? One more time. making many rich. We make people rich. There is an anointing. There is an anointing on us to make people rich. I tell people sometimes, you know, maybe I meet someone who doesn't have a child. I say, I can give you a child. I can give you. I tell the man, I can give you a child. There's no use going all over those places. If I say the word, you will have. I can give you a job. No, I'm called to do it. Don't you understand? When you go to a doctor, what do you expect to get? He'll treat you. All right? When you go to a mechanic, what do you expect to get? He'll fix your car. Are you hearing me? When you go to a man of God, what do you expect to get? The Bible says, by a prophet, he brought them out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he established them. He preserved them. And when he brought them out, Psalm 105 verse 35 says, he brought them forth also with silver and gold. Who brought them forth? Moses. He brought them forth broke? No. He brought them forth with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In other words, he brought them out rich and loaded. And there aren't any one of them sick. New Century Translation. Are you still there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ha 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 ha, go over. Woo! He says, then shall I lay up gold as dust. That's my life. I lay up gold as dust. Boy, I'm rich. You know what? See, I'm loaded. That's nothing that I can't do. Are you still there? Listen, you need to be loaded. And I know that there's a lot of you, from the testimonies I've received from you, a lot of you, you are riding high. Big things are happening in your life. Oh, yes. Now, for some of you, you're saying amen. You know, believing is going to be so. But there are others, I mean that they are already doing it. See that? There's some of you who are multi-millionaires now, and a few years ago, you were broke. You were broke a few years ago. But now you're big. You wait. You haven't seen anything yet. You wait. You are going to be so big. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to be smelling money. Why? Because of this thing that I'm sharing with you. I want to take you beyond the commanding and possessing and reaching out and, you know, I want to take you to the next level. So you begin to see it. And if you don't move right in, at least you can see it and hope for it. It's the level of God's greater blessing. In God's greater blessing, see, it doesn't matter what level you are in life. You can get right in there. You can begin to walk right inside. See, in these various levels, there are young people, there are old people. There are educated people, there are non-educated people. There are all kinds of people in the various levels. So what counts is the revelation granted you at that time and how you function in it. Let me give you an example. Joseph, right from his youth, began to walk in that realm. All right, you begin to understand what that realm is all about now. It's a realm where you don't have to ask. You live there. Hey, hey. How don't know who I'm talking to now. Are you still in this place? You don't ask. Hey. When you are inside water, you don't ask anybody for water. You just drink. Didn't you read it just now? He said, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. You don't ask for anything. He said, you delight yourself in the Lord. And he said, I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth. I'll cause you to ride upon the high places. He said, I'll cause you. I'll make it happen. And I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob. What is the heritage of Jacob? He says, plenty of corn and wine. He said, nations shall serve you. He says, your enemies shall bow before you. That's the heritage of Jacob. Super prosperity. Your fear, he says, shall be on the nations. Then he says, oil and wine. He says, plenty of oil and wine. That's talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The heritage of Jacob. He says, I'll feed you with the heritage of Jacob. Boy, I've been fed with the heritage of Jacob. I live right inside. I eat of it, drink of it, dream in it. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacre Coeur 3 Sicarpe, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870, 221-774-209-901. Or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. God bless you.